Hello.
Oh, hi, Ian. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I was just following up again. I know that a couple of times you were having some second thoughts, and then you decided to continue. And then there's another note from last week that they called to finish the client interview, and then you wanted to cancel again. So I just wanted to kind of see what's going on.
Oh, I was still waiting for you guys to call back. They said I was going to get a call back from the cancellation team. I never did.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So, I can help you with that. I just know that you and I had talked before, and I had given you an extra 2 weeks on the back end. And at this point, they've already purchased the domain for your website. So how come you're wanting to cancel and you keep getting cold feet? Is it just because you don't want to finish the client interview or something like that? Or
no, I just want to cancel.
Okay, so you're aware still that the initial money that you paid is non-refundable, right?
It was refundable within the first like 48 hours or something like that, I was told, and I tried to cancel, but you guys just kept coming back with the same sales pitch to me every time I would mention I wanted to cancel, so I just gave up, kind of. So I speeded it through my credit card company. So.
I see. Okay. Yeah, just to let you know, you will lose that dispute. Even if they gave you the money already, they'll pull it again, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, it does say that the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's why you and I had spoke all the way back on October 17th.
Then the one guy on the initial phone call from the first day I talked to you guys is bullshitting me, because that's not what he said.
Well, in the terms of policies, also doesn't say that either.
It does. I'll send you a copy of it. I'll send you guys a copy of it. It does say exceptions may be made if it's within the first 3 days and no provisioning work has started. But when we spoke, they already had purchased the domain. They started the Google verification process. They had submitted you to some of the directories. So that process had already started. But I'll send you guys a copy of it just so that you can see it. But
well, the process had already started, because he tried multiple times to cancel, and they literally were getting nowhere with him. So it's not that, he waited on his end. It's the fact that your company was refusing, basically, to cancel the services that he had requested multiple times. Getting the same sales pitch, getting nowhere.
I understand where you're coming from, but I can tell you this, is that he signed up and paid on the 15th, and then I talked to him on the 17th, 2 days later, and that's where I explained all of this to him, and he had agreed to continue. And that's why I gave you guys an extra 2 weeks on the back end, so that you, rather than getting charged again on November 15th, that next payment was pushed all the way out to November 29th.
Yeah, and if it gets disputed, that's fine. I mean, that will go from there with that, because something's not right, but there will be no other charges coming out of the account, because basically he has gotten nowhere with this. He had tried multiple times to have this service canceled, and somebody should have just said, okay, that's fine, you can cancel it, without trying to go on and on about why you shouldn't cancel it, please stay. I mean, he's having no issues getting work by word of mouth, and based off of reviews and based off of doing other research, this company is basically just a scam, and makes it incredibly difficult for anybody to cancel it. So, I mean, but he's doing business under a very reputable company that's been in business for 40 years, and we'll just get lawyers involved, and he has recordings of all of these conversations about why he shouldn't cancel this and that. If somebody wants to cancel a service, they should just be able to cancel the service without getting a runaround.
Absolutely, and I think the only issue is, and why he decided not to on the 17th when we spoke, is because
you guys basically harassed him, letting him know, like, it's a bad idea, making it so complicated to cancel something. If I wanted to cancel any service that is in my name, they would cancel it for me. They wouldn't give me some bullshit, run around, speak to this person, speak to that person. I mean, he's talked to 20 different people, and they've all told him different things.
So I want to circle back to something that you said, if I may, just because you said, oh, you know, we looked you guys up and you guys are a scam company. That's absolutely not the case. We have over 900 impeccable five-star ratings on Google.
Most companies that aren't, they really don't care what somebody says, so you don't need to explain yourself or try to change my mind on how we feel. We've done our research, and if you're saying you're not, of course, you're paid by this company.
But I'm just curious where you saw all these bad things, because with over, 900 five-star ratings on Google and an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I will tell you that there is a handful of legitimate complaints on the Better Business Bureau, but out of over 48,000 active clients, I think there's like 16 posted in 19 years as a corporation, which is a drop in the bucket.
And they must be paid reviews, because I'm telling you one thing, it shouldn't be this hard to cancel a service. And of course you guys are going to wait until out of the grace period window. It's fine. So, we're not broke over here. It's really not about the money. It's about the moral concept of how you guys do business. Like I said, it can be disputed. That's fine. We have the power to take it further than that. But that's just not how you should treat, a customer. If they want to cancel something,
I'm going to get you guys an override, and I'm going to cancel the account and get you a full refund. I'm not supposed to do it, but I understand where you're coming from. So I will definitely process that for you now. You'll get an email within the next 15 minutes or so, once I get the approval on it, that the refund's been processed, and it will show up back in your account within, 24 to 72 hours, depending on how your bank works, okay?
Yeah, that's wonderful. I just, it shouldn't be this hard to cancel something.
Right. No, I definitely understand. So I'm processing that for you as soon as I get the override. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Great. And then may I just have your name for the rest
yep. My name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777.
And then what will the amount of the refund be processed in?
$249.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Then I guess on our credit card end, we'll just wait till that goes through, and then they can do what they have to do.
Of course, yeah. And I'm sorry that you guys feel that you went through the runaround. I know that you would have absolutely loved this, and it would have gotten your phone ringing with some solid clients and also saved you a ton of money on lead fees. Just to let you know, we do deal with a lot of the Angie leads and the Home Advisor and the Thumbtack clients. And sometimes, they put the leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so they can allocate funds to try our program. And then what they find is the revenue that they get by being on Google blows the revenue out of the water from anything they got off the lead services. And pretty soon they're saving a ton of money on the lead fees, and they don't even buy leads anymore. Because why would you when people are contacting you directly, So
yeah, that's understandable. We live in a smaller community, and he's doing business under a very reputable, already well-established business. So he's kind of getting a lot of work through word of mouth, and just kind of not worth the hassle of dealing with leads, especially when they're coming from 2-3 hours away and not even for the
services. Yeah. Oh, so you already figured that out with those kind of services. Yeah, I get it. Yes, they do that sometimes because they charge you, whether it's, in your backyard or whether it's 3 hours away. So they don't care. They'll just send you as many as they can, So it's a good thing that you've kind of, distinguished that already. So, okay, well, I think you guys are all set. I got the override, and I processed the refund. So if you need anything else down the road, just feel free to call me. But you should already have a confirmation text and an email stating that that's been processed on this end, okay?
All right. Well, thanks so much, Tina.
All right. You're welcome. Have a nice rest of your week, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.